The Regional County Municipality of Pontiac is plowing ahead with its AgriSever project, which aims to help local agricultural producers process and market their products. The three pillars of the project are the abattoir in Shawville, a retail space that will be housed at the abattoir building, and also a commercial kitchen at a separate location. Two of the resolutions council passed at their February meeting were to allocate roughly $45,000 for the purchase of commercial kitchen equipment and also to lease the kitchen space, located on West Street in Shawville, for $2,500 per month from owner Bill Telford. The lease begins on April 1st, but the space will take some time to get up and running. Shanna Armstrong, Economic Development Commissioner for Agriculture, explained that the project had originally focused on a commercial space for food transformations and marketing, but when the abattoir came up for sale last year, they decided to use some of the money already allocated for the AgriSever project to purchase the facility to be run by a cooperative of local producers.
Back in fall 2023, the project was determined, or it was passed by the mayors rather, that we would go forward and make the project AgriSaveur, which would be food transformation, so to further transform the products that are being produced, like I mentioned. And then from after that point happened is when you're aware, like the abattoir was up for sale and all the rest. But the initial project was actually food transformation. So the whole idea was to develop a kitchen and develop marketing and sales for the local products that are being transformed or that will be transformed. So this kitchen is actually, it's an integral part of our overall AgriSaveur project, and it was kind of what the foundation of the project started out to be.
Armstrong said that while there is a kitchen space at the abattoir, it didn't suit their needs, and said that Telford approached them about the use of his facility. She said that they are still working out the details of rental rates and the reservation system.
There's a C1 kitchen there, which is a part of the abattoir that's to be able to transform meat. And so that's where you could have sausage made, for example, or any sort of meat transformation. But as far as a kitchen, a regular commercial kitchen where you could make your tomato sauces or pies or jams or anything else that's basically 50% or less meat product in the final product. There's no spot for that at the abattoir. And so the other option could be that we build from scratch, but that obviously would bring significant cost. And this was sort of a perfect opportunity where there's something already set up, ready to go.
Armstrong was also recently appointed as the MRC's representative on the abattoir's cooperative board and said that they had just issued a job posting for a general manager, the link to which can be found on our website. She noted that they had already secured several needed certifications in the fall, and once they have staff hired, they'll be able to move forward with the next set of approvals for reopening the facility.
There's sort of different levels of permits with MAPAC, but the main, the C1 and the abattage permit were both obtained in the fall. And so this is sort of the next big step is to get somebody in place in order to be able to manage the overall abattoir and the next steps in getting the doors open. So they're very excited by getting this posting out and hoping to have some candidate supply.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.